Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. Now, we've got a short doc today, so let's get right to it. First, Salento. He's a rapper, charged with homicide, trying to get a little street cred, I guess. Second, man searches for women online with financial issues to take advantage of them, and guess what? They all get indicted. An example of how to catch a predator. Yeah, stealing millions of dollars to watch. Yep, it's a thing. And then our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button and hit that little bell so that you receive some notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Now, last night, we had our live. It was a great interaction. We had our Patreon immediately after that. It was great. I want to thank everyone for watching us. Now, yesterday, we brought on a new sponsor. All right, now sponsors help Crime Talk be able to produce videos. Julie and Frank like to get paid. I'd like to make this business pay for itself. So we have sponsors, and we can turn down sponsors, and we've turned down a lot of sponsors that just were not a good fit. But I was a little surprised by people that were upset by the sponsor that we had yesterday, which was My Patriot Supply. And it was really kind of blew me away. This is not a right or a left thing. This is about doing the responsible thing, okay? Think about it. When you know a snowstorm or you think a hurricane is coming, what do? You stock up to make sure that you have supplies to wait it out until everything gets back to normal. When you travel across country, do you take supplies with you? Maybe have a little emergency kit in your car? I do. When I fly and I know I'm going over big, vast areas of mountains and desert, guess what? I have a little kit in the plane for that very reason. So why wouldn't you do it if you were at home? This is not a right or a left thing. This is a responsible thing. Taking care of your family. When COVID hit, did you go to the stores and find that there were not a lot of items left on the shelves? Yeah. Did you stock up on that toilet paper? Did you stock up and put things in the freezer? Of course you did. It's the responsible thing to do. So if you want to be responsible as well, go to Crime Talk Prep. They have a little website set up for us, and you get a discount, a 25% discount when you order from crimetalkprep.com. Put a link right here for you. It's the responsible thing to do. That's all it is. It's not a political thing. Nobody's saying, hey, oh my gosh, I believe in being a responsible, prepared adult in case of an emergency, that somehow I support Lori Vallow or some wackadoo prepper who lives off the grid and is waiting for the demise of the world coming. No, it's called being an adult. Please go to crimetalkprep.com and do the adult thing. All right, let's get straight to the DACA today. A rapper who goes by the name of Salento. His real name is Ricky Lamar Hawk. Well, he has been indicted by a grand jury for malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Now, the young rapper Salento has been in jail since February when he was linked to the shooting of Frederick Roots. Mr. Root was Salento's cousin, and Mr. Root was found in the road outside of his home where he had some gunshot wounds to the face and the leg. Needless to say, probably going to be a good chance not going to make it through that. Well, Mr. Salento, like young rappers, apparently his big song back in 2015 made him a hit, made him think that he was invincible. I don't know. His manager claims that there are mental health issues, but the reality of it is it seems like there's a lot of rappers out there probably going to get in trouble for this. And the reason I say this is because I've represented some young aspiring rappers over the years, and they almost look at going to prison like street cred. But guess what? You can't really produce those albums when you're in prison. A lot of people want to have the image of being a gangster, and then when they get involved, they don't really realize that, they're going to spend the rest of their life in prison. Take a look at this picture of Salento. He looks like a young kid. What is he doing out shooting people up, allegedly? Makes no sense to me, but we'll give old Salento the presumption of innocence. All right, take a listen to this. A man searches the internet. He looks for women with financial issues, and then he tries to exploit them. A federal jury has convicted Lorenzo Johnson, and he would use Facebook to blackmail people into sending him explicit images of children. Now, Mr. Johnson is a registered sex offender who probably shouldn't be on the internet. So he set up a fake Facebook account to identify women with financial troubles. Oh, and by the way, they just happen to have children as well. He would then offer the women money in exchange for sexually explicit photos of their children. Well, Johnson managed to convince three women to send him photos of infants and young children being sexually abused. All three of those women, along with Johnson, have been indicted as well. The jury convicted Johnson of three counts of conspiracy to produce child pornography, one count of distribution of child pornography, and one charge for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He now faces anywhere from 25 to 180 years. Now, that seems like an appropriate sentencing range for Mr. Johnson. Now, the women involved probably deserve just as much of a sentence, and hopefully they've been removed from their position as parents as well. And I'm telling you, this is the worst of the worst. I have represented many people over the years that have been charged with similar offenses, and I maybe even said this before. I can eat my lunch looking at autopsy photos. It just doesn't bother me. But the only time I ever truly got ill was when I had to go to the ICE offices and look at this type of stuff. It was the most disgusting stuff that I had ever seen. This Mr. Johnson, I don't think he can be fixed, okay? He is just not wired right, because people do not look at children with some sort of sexual desire unless they are just not wired right in the head, and they are a danger. Hopefully this judge finds a way to give him the maximum sentence under the law. All right, next on the docket, an example of how to catch a predator. I guess today's show kind of has a theme, doesn't it? Well, Blake Martin was arrested because he was engaging in some online chatting. Now, of course, that's not going to get you in trouble, unless, of course, you're chatting with underage children. This is a very tough case for someone to defend in a circumstance like this, because if it is a real child on the other end and the police become aware of it, there's usually a discussion of age. And if it is an undercover police officer on the other end, the police officers give these individuals multiple opportunities to no longer engage with them once they state that their age, even if it's fictitious, is under the age of 16. And then these guys persist, and then they go and meet. Well, in this particular case, to make sure that everybody knew what they were going to be doing, Mr. Martin allegedly showed up at the meeting location with some condoms, a little Viagra, a little marijuana, and an OxyContin pill. And don't forget that one little breath mint to freshen up a little bit afterwards, I guess. Needless to say, Mr. Martin is now in custody on a $500,000 bond. Okay, let's get something straight. Guys, come on. If all you can get is young girls and young teenagers, come on. You got to do a little self-improvement here. And young ladies, you don't need to be looking for 30 and 50 and 60 year old guys. That's just weird. Just don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Just don't do it. You know what's right and wrong. And it's wrong to try and engage in sexual situations with children. Don't do it. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you are meeting people online, you need to check them out. And if you are a parent, you need to be involved with your children's life. Check their phones, see who they're meeting, see who they're texting. And once you find out, that's right, you need a background subscription service. Let's take a quick recess. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever, but if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, keeping with our theme today, Ralph Puglisi, 59 years old. He was an account manager for the University Medical Service Association. Guess what he did? He admitted to misusing a company credit card to the tune of $12.6 million. Now, the nonprofit that he was working for was affiliated with the University of South Florida Medical School. And wait till you learn what he spent the money on. That's right, watching women online. Truly shows it's easy to spend someone else's money. And clearly, Mr. Puglisi has a sex addiction issue. $11 million exactly was spent on an adult website called MyGirlFund.com. This is an adult entertainment site. Mr. Puglisi didn't appear to be using the site entirely for his own enjoyment. Some of the money went to a channel owned by his stepson's fiance, who then cashed out the tokens and split the proceeds, about $745,000 with the 60-40 split, according to court records. Puglisi then thought it would be a good idea to spend another $22,500 on travel for a woman and some friends, and he also spent another $43,000 at Disney World. Now, having represented people that have stolen money, the sad thing is when they steal the money, they don't invest it. So when they do get caught, they can say, hey, don't worry about it. Here's the money that I stole, and here's a little bit of interest, because normally in a theft case, people just want their money, and they only want people to go to prison if they don't get their money. So not that I'm saying people should steal money, but if you are, just realize you're going to get caught, and the first thing they're going to say is, we want the money. So don't blow it on frivolous stuff like watching porn, going gambling, doing drugs. Now, if you weren't doing those things, you probably wouldn't be stealing the money. But the gist of it is, if you're going to steal the money, at least have it invested in something so you can give it back. It'll probably increase your chances of not going to prison. General rule of a theft case is they just want their money. Bottom line. Doesn't mean you're not going to get in trouble. It just means that the sentencing is going to be a little lighter. All right, next on the docket, breaking with the weird sex theme today that seemed to be developing, and I'm not sure exactly why, but our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Jacenti Pleasant. She's 19. She was at a friend's apartment. The friend was a guy by the name of James Daniels. He's 21. Apparently, the two had been drinking a little brandy, and there was a firearm nearby. and the firearm had on a laser sight. So Ms. Pleasant thought it would be a good idea to use the laser sight to harass the cat and have the cat chase it. Well, apparently things didn't quite go as planned because, well, Ms. Pleasant discharged the weapon, striking her friend Mr. Daniels in the right thigh. The bullet went through his leg and was ultimately found in the stove in the kitchen where their bullet was recovered. Ms. Pleasant claims that the gun just accidentally went off, and the gun in question here was a Smith & Wesson. So I can't necessarily say that's a thing, but I have had some familiarity with the Sig Sauer P320, and if you look it up, a lot of cases where things do just go off. In this particular case, I think that Ms. Pleasant is looking at some serious problems along with her roommate or friend, Mr. Daniels, because, well, he's facing felony gun charges. Turned out he was a felon and shouldn't have had the gun. So, Ms. Pleasant, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day for using the loaded firearm with the laser finder on it to harass the cat to make them chase it. Good thinking. You are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. Now, as always, there are more contestants coming throughout the week, and the winner will receive, that's right, a Crime Talk mug. Could it be one of the original mugs that we ever had here on Crime Talk, or could it be a later version? To be determined. But either way, if Miss Pleasant wins, she's getting a mug. She can use it to harass the cat or anything else she would like to do. All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.